There is no longer any commercial nuclear power generation in the state of Massachusetts. That after the Pilgrim Nuclear Plant in Plymouth shut down on the 31st of May this year. Even with the plant closed, many questions remain about its future. Here to bring us up to date and help us look forward is WBUR environmental editor Barbara Moran. Hi, Barbara.
Hey, Bob.
So let's get caught up. Pilgrim shut down, as we said, at the end of May. What's happened there since?
Pretty soon after they shut down, they started this whole process called decommissioning, which is storing all the radioactive fuel and tearing down the building and restoring the site back to how it started. The first thing they have to do after closing the reactor down is move all the radioactive fuel out of the reactor into the pool nearby to cool off.
And we're sure that they moved the fuel by now?
Yeah, I checked into the NRC. They had inspectors there the whole time, and all the fuel was moved to the pool by June 9th.
So was that a relief?
Yeah, people were kind of worried about this part of the process. There's always some risk involved when you're moving radioactive waste around.
But it's all gone smoothly.
Yeah, so far it's all gone smoothly, according to the NRC.
So what happens next?
So the fuel has to sit there for a while to cool off. And the next big thing will happen is next spring, when the fuel will be loaded into these huge containers. They're about 20 feet tall. They weigh about 300,000 pounds. They're called dry casks. And they look kind of like giant soup cans. So they're going to put all the fuel from the pool into these giant soup cans, then wheel them very slowly out to a concrete platform that's outside the plant now. You have to remember there's like a ton of fuel. This plant's been running almost 50 years, and all the fuel that was ever used there will be stored on site. The owners expect to have all the fuel moved from the pool to the casks, and the casks moved out to the platform by 2021.
All right, let's talk about the owners. The company that's doing this decommissioning work is not the same company that ran Pilgrim for the past 20 years.
Yeah, that's right. Entergy operated the plant, but they sold it to a company called Holtec, and that sale went through in August.
Why would a company want to buy a shutdown used nuclear power plant?
Well, the answer is money. Cleaning up old nuclear power plants is a growth business. There's plants closing all over the country. This company, Holtec, that bought Pilgrim, they've been building these dry casks for a while and storing fuel, but they want to expand their business to do the whole decommissioning soup to nuts. By buying Pilgrim, Holtec gets the plant, they get the land around the plant, and they get more than $1 billion in the decommissioning trust fund.
So they get access, they control this $1 billion trust fund?
Yeah, and they use it for this decommissioning process.
And do they think they can make a profit?
That's what they say. The previous owners, Entergy, said that they would decommission the plant in about 60 years. Holtec said they could do the whole thing in 8 years. And that sounds great because they get it done quickly, but people are a little worried about doing it so quickly. That whole idea didn't sit very well with Attorney General Maura Healey. Here's what she told me.
Holtec has never actually cleaned up a nuclear power plant before, and it's proposing to do so at what's really a record pace. And we don't want to see Holtec cutting corners for the sake of having more money left over at the end that they want to put in their pocket.
So Healey and the citizens group Pilgrim Watch asked federal regulators for a hearing before the sale went through, and that didn't happen. Then they asked for the sale to be halted, and that didn't happen. So the sale moved ahead over their protests.
All right, what about the town of Plymouth itself? Pilgrim was a big part of Plymouth for a very long time.
That's right. Entergy, the former owners of Pilgrim, were paying for a lot of stuff in the town, like emergency planning, some payments in lieu of taxes, and even a big part of the town's famous Thanksgiving Day parade. Naturally, the folks in Plymouth want that money to keep coming. We spoke to Melissa Arrighi, the town manager at Plymouth, and she said they've had some pretty good communications with Holtec so far. Holtec did commit to a 2.5-year grant to help the town with emergency planning, and they've agreed to talk about the payment in lieu of taxes. But she says the big issue is the land surrounding Pilgrim.
The 1,500 acres is absolutely the elephant in the room because it could change the face and the feel of the town of Plymouth. We have to have a seat at the table, and we want to be very involved with any future development of that property.
So she's talking about future development on the property, and yet a short distance away will be the nuclear plant where all that radioactive nuclear waste is going to sit stored for a long time, right? How long is it going to stay there?
Right now, there's no permanent disposal site for commercial nuclear waste in the United States. Holtec wants to build an interim storage facility in New Mexico, but they're waiting for approval from the NRC. So unless something changes, the waste could remain in Plymouth indefinitely.
So there's a lot ahead for the old Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant in Plymouth, even though it shut down.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Thanks for keeping an eye on it. WBUR Environmental Editor Barbara Moran, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bob.
And you can check out all our coverage of the Pilgrim Plant, including a video about decommissioning, at WBUR.org/Earthwhile.